This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, you guys, good afternoon. This is the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. Tom has been... He's been delayed today, so we are going to take over the show. He's been, he went back to Milwaukee, and I think he had some flight issues, so he's either in the air, and you might be calling in a little bit later. We'll just keep our fingers crossed. But today you got Marianne Niehaus. We've got Lance Gordon that's going to be on here in a few minutes, but before Lance gets on here, what I want to talk a little bit about, our theme of the show, is about how to keep more of the money that you make. And in business, I owned a traditional business for about 18 years before I got into network marketing. And I never thought I'd land in network marketing, but now that I'm here, I love it. But, you know, as a business owner, it was always really important to have a CPA, you know, have an accountant, know how to keep more of the money, know the deductions, know the right way to file your taxes and what have you, and incorporate, you know, in a certain way. So there's a lot of different entities out there today, more than there used to be. And so how do you figure all of that out? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And before Lance gets on here, you know, this is a guy that, you know, Tom always talks about him being the CPA to the stars, but, you know, originally he worked for the IRS, so if anybody is going to know about how to keep more of the money you make, Lance is going to be the guy. And so, you know, he's such a down-to-earth kind of guy, such an even keel kind of guy, and what I love about him is he's a great network marketer. So, Lance, are you on?
Certainly am. How are you, Marianne?
I am doing great. So what's the weather doing back there?
Oh, you don't even want to know. Tom Chenault just left, and he's glad to get out of there. 10 below or,
well,
I don't know. And the Packers are...
Well, it's not
going to
be much better here.
Yeah,
it's not going to be much better.
But it's 70 degrees in my office.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. So tell a little bit, you know, I love your story about how you, you know, worked for the IRS and, you know, and then became a network marketer and how that kind of mingled together. So we've got a few minutes. I want you to share some of that so the audience has a good understanding kind of who you are and where you're coming from.
Okay. And that was I told that story confidentially to Tom and
oh, no, so we can't talk about that?
Yeah, no, I can. But no, I can now because Tom told everybody. I never told anybody.
Oh.
I was an IRS agent. I kind of kept it quiet because obviously, if you're at a party and you're talking to people and you tell them you're an IRS agent, all of a sudden you're all by yourself. You know what I mean?
Nobody's talking to you.
Right. So you'll have no friends left. So nobody ever knew. I just said I was an accountant for the government. And I first got introduced to network marketing in 1996. And I had before that spent my life talking people out of it and telling them it really, the work involved was more than the pay you ever got. And my sister and brother were very, very involved in network marketing in Amway. They were back in Amway in the Amway days, and they were in Shackley, and they were in a lot of, actually, I told them back then, I told them that those companies would never survive and they were, you know, would never make it. And here they are 60 years later, billion-dollar companies. And then they were in Shackley, and those are all, every company they were in, if they had just not listened to me and gotten and stayed with it, they would have been very, very wealthy right now. So I gave them bad advice out of ignorance and out of prejudging. And so I finally...
And you're admitting to that.
Back in 96, a client, I sold insurance part-time while I was working for IRS, and a doctor had told me about this company that was selling long-distance service, and it was network marketing. It was really great. And I actually got in it more just to build a relationship with him than really to do the business. And it turned out I was working part-time, and I made six-digit income my first year in network marketing. And I said, wow, this really does work. And so I proceeded to continue to build my network marketing business. But unfortunately, IRS found out, because they check our returns every year, to see if there's anything unusual on our returns. And when they saw that kind of money, way more than I was working for them, making for them, they said, this has got to be illegal. And they were worried about the embarrassment to the government if one of their agents had been involved in an illegal deal, so they started putting me under surveillance. And they finally, I was eligible for an early retirement, and I said, I'm out of here. I'm just going to quit and go into, you know, full-time network marketing. So they kind of drove me out. I wasn't doing anything illegal, but it just bothered them that I was making so much money doing network marketing. And I've been in it ever since for 20 years.
So you gave some bad advice early on, and now you, you've reversed your advice because you've built a tremendous network marketing business inside of your CPA business, correct?
Yeah, I by accident also ended up in taking over a CPA practice for a fellow that had died, and I came in to help the son keep it going. And the son didn't like the hours, the 14, 15 hours a day, 7 days a week during the tax season. So he said, you can have the business. It's yours. He just gave it to me. And I said, I don't know if I want it. This is, you know, I'm a network marketer. I don't know if I want to do the tax business. But what I found out, it was a great way to meet Federal's prospects. And I actually built initially started with a company that was doing coffee, and I built the coffee business and became the top money earner just from people I met through my tax practice. So they walk through the doors and they're talking to them, and I just started, you know, and you've got a trust relationship there. And so I started, you know, I liked taxes. I was good at it. I'd spent a lot of time learning it. I got a master's degree in tax law, and I had this knowledge that very few people had, an ability to kind of a knack for finding ways to get the lowest amount of tax. And I hated to waste all that experience and money I had spent learning all that stuff. And I hated to give up my network marketing business. So I kind of merged the two together and they supplemented each other. My network marketing customers became tax clients, and my tax clients became, many of them, product users and distributors. So it was really, I kind of, over the years, have fine-tuned it, so it works very well. And now I've got other tax practitioners asking me how I do it.
There you go. So now you can share. Well, one of the things, I had a friend who went in and she was having her taxes done, and, you know, they were just, you know, W-2 employees, both her and her husband, and her tax accountant recommended that they start a network marketing business. So I thought that was interesting because he basically told them they didn't have enough deductions. So talk a little bit about the difference between, you know, being a W-2 and then having a network marketing business.
Yeah, that is a big difference, and the tax laws have changed quite a bit over the years, and they've eliminated most of the deductions for employees. And they have not done it for business owners. The government is really encouraging small business, and they've allowed all of the tax benefits that the big companies get. You know, we look at Donald Trump, and he's getting all those tax benefits, and everybody's getting jealous of it. And anybody that's, you know, in network marketing, I tell them, you get exactly those same tax benefits that Trump and all the people, Bill Gates and all those guys, those they always talk about how they can reduce their taxes so much. But if you have somebody that knows their taxes, you have all the benefits they have. There isn't one single thing they can do that you can't do as a small business owner. And network marketing is a small business. When you open it, it's not like a small business. It's a legitimate small business as long as you're working it. And Boswell. Is it Boswell? Sandy Boswell.
Sandy Bontit. Is it Bontit?
I can't remember his name. My mind was blank.
I'll look it up here. I know Tom would know it right off the top of his head.
Sandy Bodkins.
Yes, there you go.
He talks about there's two tax systems in the country, and there really isn't two tax systems. There's two tax codes, Internal Revenue Service codes, that apply to one to employees and one to small business owners. And those two separate codes have dramatic differences. And employees can take business expenses, but they come under Internal Revenue Code Section 212, 212. And 212 is very limited. And IBM and all the businesses, every business, including IBM and you and farmers and everybody, they come under Internal Revenue Code Section 162, which is completely different. Code Section 212, where the W-2 wage earners get to deduct their business expenses. Like, let's say you have business expenses for your business that they don't reimburse you for. First of all, you have to itemize to take them. You can't take them without itemizing. And most people don't itemize anymore unless you own a house and have a big mortgage and real estate taxes. But 60-70% of the people in the country don't itemize. So they don't have any chance to take them. And their employers say, oh, we're not going to reimburse you for it. You can write it off. And they don't realize they can't write it off because, first of all, they got to itemize. And second of all, even if you do itemize, there's a 2% of your adjusted gross income limitation. So let's say you make $100,000. 2% of that is $2,000. The first $2,000 you don't even get, even if you itemize. So by the time they got done putting you through a couple of filters, there's nothing left to write off. But you take a small business owner who has an expense, he gets to write that off directly on his return with no haircut, no 2% haircut, and they don't have to itemize to take it. And that's the beauty of it. So let's say a person is making $100,000 a year. It's nice round numbers. And now you're probably in the 25 to 30% tax bracket, 33, maybe 33, depending on what your itemized are. Let's say you're in the 30% effective bracket with that kind of income. You're going to pay, you know, every deduction is worth 30 cents to you. So let's say you have a network marketing business. You do really well and you make $5,000 the first year. And you have legitimate out-of-pocket real expenses that you have to shell out extra cash for, like marketing materials and going to the convention and supplies and training and things like that, and the fee to get in. So let's say you have $2,500 worth of expenses and you made five. So really you have $2,500 of profit based on extra expenses. But now you're going to start writing off some things you couldn't write off before. You couldn't write off your cell phone. Now you can write off the whole thing or a good part of it. You can write off your internet service. You can write off office in the home. You can write off travel. You can write off, you drive your car, you get 55 cents a mile, and it only costs you 15 cents to drive a mile. So you're making about 30 cents every mile you drive. You're getting maybe $2,000 worth of mileage deduction, and it only costs you $400 in gas and expenses. So you're getting all these extra write-offs that aren't cash outlays. So now you've got a $2,500 actually in your pocket, extra money after you spent your expenses. But now because of the stuff you wrote off that you were already buying, you maybe have $4,000 worth of those expenses. So that $2,500 is wiped off, and you have another $1,500 of loss. It actually shows a loss on your tax return, your Schedule C, because there's a separate Schedule C you do. So that $1,500,
right,
you can go and apply it against your $100,000 of income.
We're going to take a break right now, so
okay.
We'll be right back right after this, Lance. This is the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus, and I've got Lance Gordon on here. And Lance, I'm sorry to cut you short there, but I think, you know, what you were talking about is how you've got to be doing activities in your network marketing business in order for it to appear as you doing the business. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
So if you're not going to conventions, if you're not going to trainings, if you're not doing the things that are necessary, then it doesn't look like you're doing the business.
Yeah, there's that code section 162 I mentioned, the one where it applies to sole proprietors and self-employed people, is really clear in IRS. There's three tests in that section, and you have to meet them. And if you're doing your business, you're going to meet them. And the first thing says you may deduct all ordinary and necessary expenses. That's the first test. Incurred or paid, and of course you have to pay them because most of us are on cash basis. And technically you're not supposed to write off the ones you charge. When you pay the charge bill, then you can take them. So it has to be incurred or paid during the year that you're going to take them. And the last one is carrying on a trade or business, and that's the hard one. You actually have to be carrying on the trade or business or doing income-producing activities. That accountant that gave that information about start a network marketing business, some accountants mislead people and think you just have to sign up and become an agent and then you can just write all this stuff off. But IRS is very sophisticated on this right now because I've gone through audits with them and they ask you, okay, how many people do you contact a week? And what are you doing during the week to actually have a profit motive? There has to be a profit motive and a chance of making money. And if you're not doing things that can generate income, if all you're doing is learning and taking courses and going to, non-income producing activities, you won't get the deductions. You have to be contacting people and showing the plan, which generates income. That's the secret. So that last one gets a lot of people. And mm-hmm. The first one is if you really understand those three elements, ordinary and necessary, incurred or paid, carrying on a trader business. So the first one is, if I'm going to just I'm going to go over those three things, and you will be able to look at any expense and tell if it's deductible amount if you just understand those three little points. The second one's real easy because you got to pay it. The first one is ordinary and necessary. So some people think that if they go out to lunch with their wife, they can write their lunch off because they talk business. But they don't like, the IRS doesn't like, when you have family members or close members. Like, they know that buying lunch for your wife is not going to have any increase in your business. That expense you spend, whatever you spend, if that has a potential to increase the income above what it would be if you didn't spend it, it's going to fly. But by taking your wife to lunch or not taking your wife to lunch, you really can't justify that's going to increase the value. Now, if you take out a prospect to lunch that could buy your products, that's a different story because they're not your family. There is a potential that you could get extra income if that person joins your business, and that's a valid expense, just like any entertainment for a big company. So it first has to meet the ordinary necessary. Would an arm's-length transaction allow it? And if you just think about that, you'll be able to answer your own question, because a lot of people call me all the time. My clients say, can I deduct this? I said, think about the three things. I taught them to you. Is it ordinary and necessary? Okay, I get it. No. Would a normal businessman spend it on that, and does it have a potential to create income? And the last one is you have to be actually engaged in the business. Now, some people want to fly out to Hawaii to hand out flyers. Well, is it ordinary or necessary to go to Hawaii to hand out flyers when you aren't even handing them out on your block? Now, if you had an organization already there and they were working and you were going out to work with them, then it's ordinary and necessary because you've already got an existing organization and you have to fly to Hawaii. So initially when you're building it there, you probably couldn't write it off, otherwise people would misuse it. And a lot of tax people tell people they can do that, and they deduct it, and it probably flies as long as you don't get audited. If you get audited, unfortunately, it's a different story. So if you keep in mind those three things, it's got to be paid, of course. It has to be ordinary and necessary. And you must be carrying on or working the business if you're going to write anything off. Otherwise, you know, nobody's going to get it. And I have people that I know that are in my organization. I do their taxes. And I said, you weren't working the business all year. How can you write this off? You weren't working the business. I can't put them down because I'm really putting down false expenses. A lot of accountants don't like to write anything off for multi-level because they don't believe it's a real business. They don't believe it's legitimate, and they won't write it off. And they'll only write off expenses up to the amount of income, which is not true. They don't think network marketing has the potential to generate income, but it does. It's probably better than any part-time business from the standpoint that one person in your business can totally change your whole financial future. So it has the potential to generate profit anytime you talk to somebody, because you have no idea what you start when you start a network marketing business and you get somebody involved. You don't know where they're going to go. And some of the top people, including Tom Chenault, when he started, nobody knew what he would turn into. So that is why marketing meets those tests so well.
Lance, we've got to take another quick break, and then I want to bring on Michael and John Higgins here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this profit machine. We'll be right back right after this.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. We have Lance Gordon on here. And now we're going to move to Michael and John Higgins. And I met these guys a couple years ago. I know they've been really good friends with Tom, and we just started to work on this little project together that now has just grown into something a lot bigger, and it's exciting. And also I've got Ellen Young here with me today, too, who she was also a part of this. But I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about why you started this project, right? Lance went into some really great stuff about treating network marketing like a real business. And I think so many times I've had friends that tell me their accountants tell them they can't write any of their stuff off. And then also, you know, you've had, you know, other people like what Lance was saying, and you can write everything off. So why did you guys decide to put something like this together? And I know that that you had a little bit of fear at some point in business.
Yeah.
So share that and why you think this profit machine is so important.
Sure. I'll start, John, if that's
please.
Okay. Yeah. A number of years ago, actually over 20 years ago, I was in the training business. And so what we're talking about, the profit machine, is something to help network marketers be more successful in their business. And I was in business with John, and we had a wonderful business. And it went out of business after 3 years. And the reason it did is because, John will tell his part of the story, because I didn't understand numbers. And because I didn't understand numbers, we had lots of sales, we had lots of customers, the employees were wonderful, I treated them well, we managed the business, but because I didn't understand numbers and didn't know how to ask the right questions of people like Ellen, CPAs like Ellen, or smart accounting people, and because I felt so intimidated, we went out of business, and we shouldn't have. And so it became my mission in life, and part of John's mission in life, to become better at that, and eventually I became good enough at it that we actually started training people all around the world, small businesses, big businesses, how to make better financial decisions. And, you know, the SBA, Small Business Administration, says that there are really 8 primary reasons why small businesses might struggle a bit and things that they need help with, and all 8 of those things are related to lack of financial understanding or needing to improve their financial understanding.
So they might be really good at whatever that business is,
right,
but they don't really know how to manage the money and manage right. their taxes or manage, you know, how to keep more of the money that they're making.
Exactly right. Perfectly
okay.
said.
And what we found, too, was that whether you went to professional help or not, CPAs, they're there to help you after the fact. As Lance said, most of them don't have enough information. They'll say, don't do this, don't do that. They don't understand your business. It's not up to them to understand you, but you have to understand your business. Not just the sales, not just the product, but how do you make the money work for you? We actually did a survey of network marketers and asked them, what do you want? What would make your business successful? And the answers they gave back were right on the money. Exactly what would be necessary to build a successful business.
Can I talk about that for a moment?
Yeah.
We interviewed them. We gave them a list based on talking to experts like Ellen and Tom and subject matter experts, our experience. We gave network marketers in a survey a list of 8 important subjects to make better decisions in their business. Besides the fact they're already experts and good at what they do and know how to talk to people, how do you keep more of the money that you make in your business?
Yeah.
And they came back and they said, well, all of these are important, but the top 3, it surprised us because, you know, we had 20 years of experience doing this. You know, I became an expert. John's become an expert. It turns out that the top 3 reasons they picked were the same top 3 reasons we would have picked. And we have 20 years of experience. So we had the experience that network marketers are pretty intuitive. They know what they need. And if I could talk about the top 3 reasons, is that going to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
We got a couple minutes.
The top 3 reasons are, the very first one is choose the right tax structure. And that means that, you know, should you be a sole proprietor or, and Ellen and I have this opinion, should you incorporate your business in some simple way? And it's easier or less expensive than you think so that you can take maximum impact of that 162 clause as opposed to being a wage earner. And we like to talk to people about it. I just want to reiterate what Lance said. And that is when you're a wage earner, this is how the government sets it up. And they even make it hard, even if you have deductions you can write off, you earn your money, then they tax you, then you spend your money. And when you're a sole proprietor, especially when you're a small incorporated business, you earn your money, then you spend money, all that you can, just like Lance was talking about, that $4,000 of, you know, you're taking your gas and deduction, then you're going out to lunch deduction, and then you're taxed. And so the government has set it up, and if they have, you might as well play the game the way the game is set up so that the maximum impact that you can have in terms of keeping as much of the money that you make as possible is by understanding how to best take tax deductions and how to best organize your business. So that was the number one reason that people said they wanted to, what they wanted to learn about in network marketing in terms of making better decisions, and that is what's the right tax structure. And the program, the Profit Machine, is set up to do that.
Right, and I think, and like what Lance said, and like what you said too, I think so many times when people get into network marketing, and myself, you know, I owned my own business for 18 years, and when I very first got into network marketing, I didn't really give it the respect
exactly that
it deserved as setting it up as a real business. And my business is incorporated, and I'm glad that I've done that because it, you know, one of the things is never quit, right? That's what everybody always says, never quit, just keep going, just keep going. And so, you know, slowly but surely my income has increased over the years, and so I've needed more and more, you know, tax deductions. But tell a little bit more, because once you guys started, you know, I worked with you guys, you know, in the beginning on this too.
Almost a year ago, by the way.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And having a little bit better understanding kind of the network marketing aspect of it and helping you guys understand more how that works, because it's so much of a leverage.
Right.
We're leveraging people, basically. But how this profit machine then came about and what it is that you guys really want to get kind of give back to this industry, to
perfect.
This profession.
Yeah, thank you. I'll adjust that for a moment. You know, we want to, what we want to give back is we believe that, and when we talked to Tom Chenault, you know how smart he is with stuff like that. When we talked to him a year ago, and we've known him for 6 or 7 years, when we talked to him a year ago, he said, well, I want everybody to do this. I was talking to him at the Two Dogs Diner having coffee with him, telling him what we had done and what we were getting ready to do for network marketing based on knowing him. And he said, I want everybody to do this. And we said, well, that's nice, but why? And he said, because what I think network marketing needs to do, and Lance addressed this, is they need to think more like business people. And part of thinking more like business people is understanding the language of business, which is numbers. And accounting doesn't, you know, you also have to do marketing, and you also have to manage your employees, or if you have any, and you also have to manage your costs, and or be in good partnerships with your people in your downline. But also you need to manage your business and understand the language of business. And because John and I had a negative experience 2.5 decades ago with not understanding the language of business enough to make sure that this great business thrived, we have a mission. And one of our missions is to help network marketers survive and thrive in their business by making sure that they have this box checked, this business skill checked.
Right, and how to work with professionals. Oh, go ahead, Ellen, you got something.
Yeah. Well, and I want to jump in right there because the focus of my practice has been with small businesses through the years, and I'm really, really excited about this program to give them the education because they know their business. They know their concrete business. They know their construction business. What they really lack on is the business of the business and giving them opportunity to learn that at a level that they'll really engage in is really exciting.
Yeah, and Ellen here has a master's and is a CPA and worked with many businesses in many industries over the years, and then is also a network marketer, and so she has a great concept of, you know, both sides of the coin there, really.
Yes, and absolutely. The exciting thing with network marketing is, again, the focus that I've really focused on through the years is to help people identify their dreams and give them an avenue, ways to achieve that. And it's really exciting in network marketing, the ways that we can really truly dream and achieve those goals for ourselves and for others and make a difference.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
No, we have another minute before we take a break.
We got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I said that there were three big things that people said they wanted. The first was choosing the right tax structure. The second was to create a financial plan. And again, we were pleasantly surprised because with all our experience, we would have said that should be the second thing also. Because if you don't create a plan and you don't see what you're going to do and you don't imagine what you can have, then how are you going to get where you want to go? How are you going to make the money so that you can keep more of the money in the business? And so what I'd like for everybody out there is to give them a 1 minute little process, maybe the best business planning process that I've ever seen. And so if that's all right, I'll, if you're driving, please don't do a lot of imagining here, but if you're sitting or you're at your desk, then good. And that is, we call it the it's 12 months later. And here's the it's 12 months later. And so get out a piece of paper, or if you want to, you know, we'll give you information to contact us after. We'll send you a piece you can do this from. get out a piece of paper, and at the top of it, say, write December 31st, 2017. And what this letter will be, and this is really a business plan. This is, it's going to sound kind of, you know, like you're thinking and imagining and visualizing. It's really a business plan. This letter is your awesome year you had in 2017. In other words, it's 12 months from now. And at the top, you put dear Marianne or dear Ellen, dear Michael, John, dear you, whatever your name is. And then start, the first sentence will be, congratulations on the great year you just created. And then for the middle of the letter, put, list out your major outcomes that you wanted to achieve and imagine that you achieved them to the level you hope you would get, maybe even a little further. And in each of those major outcome buckets that you thought you would get, like improving your network marketing business from $2,000 a month in revenue to $4,000 a month in revenue, or $10,000 or $3,500, whatever you want, and then put all the major outcome buckets, and in each of those little outcome buckets in your letter, write what you did to get there, who you talked to, who you partnered with to get there. And then when you're all done with that, and make sure that this letter excites you, by the way, because it'll cause you, you'll be surprised when you look at it at the end of 2017 how much of that you got. And then at the bottom of it say, congratulations, comma, my true self, or myself, or that part of me that knows I can do this. So the second thing you ask for us, and we'll talk about the third thing we come back from the break, is, and said that we wanted more information about it, how to create a business plan and a financial plan. That's the way to start it.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, we're going to come back here in just a minute. We've got Michael and John Higgins with Ellen Young. And Lance is in the background. Lance, this next segment, you can ask some questions if you got some questions for these guys. But we'll be back right after this. This is Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Chenault Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You guys, we are back. This is Marianne on the Tom Chenault Show. And, this is, I got to admit, I own my own business. I had, accountants and bookkeepers and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't have a great relationship with money. And that's something that I've developed and worked on. And Tom and I actually talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but, over the last year. But I think when you have this kind of confidence of, the money you're making, it's working for you, how to use it properly, how to deduct it, you get a very good understanding and a good feeling that you're doing the right stuff. So with that, we're gonna do step number three,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Michael's gonna share that and go on with that, and then Lance, we're gonna each give a little bit of tip here for network marketing, and I'll look to you for a tip. So think about something to offer up as an extra thing that you to do in your network marketing over this next year.
And I'll frame it up a little bit. So the third thing, which again, a really pleasant surprise, it should be the third thing that network marketers, when we surveyed them, said that they wanted to know more of, or do more of, or do better. And the first two were more about keeping more money, planning your expenses and, doing your plan. The third one, they said we want to make more money, increase sales. And look, this profit machine, means to cover these three and five other subjects over, in a really nice way over a period of time for a good price. But we're not experts at everything in the world. We're experts at the finance piece and teaching about it, but we are experts at getting people to help us who are experts. And in the program, we'll actually interview experts. And this is one of those subjects we'll interview experts on. And so we actually have three dyed-in-the-wool experts on the call with us, Ellen, Marianne, and Lance. And so we're just going to ask them to start with you, Marianne, and then Ellen, and wrap it up. Lance, you can back clean up. And that is, what would be your, in terms of making more money, increasing sales, in other words, what would be your very best tip for 2017 based on your success that you would give the people out there?
And I think, as network marketers, you're always constantly, you're enrolling, you're teaching, there's a building process. But, one of the things that I am focusing on in my business right now is the retention side. And I think so many times, people will bring someone into a network marketing business and they're so focused on enrolling, they're not working on retaining. So for me, that's one of the things that I'm focusing on a lot better this year is retention in my business, because I have been in business for a while. I do have, a fairly decent downline, and just keeping in touch with the people that are part of my success. And, fortunately I work alongside of Ellen here, and she's part of that as well. And so what's your, as a CPA, your background, your network marketing experience, what's your tip for?
Well, I think really to really connect with more people and find out what they need, what they want, and really give them an avenue to achieve that or find that. Sometimes it's products. Definitely we have amazing products in the industry, and very often it is financial freedom. So really connecting with more people and finding out what will make a difference for them.
Yeah, and Tom says that all the time, there's nothing in network marketing that can't be fixed by talking to more people, right? So, Lance, what do you have to offer?
Kind of, but I'm going to elaborate on it. And I've rank advanced to the top positions in every one of five companies I've been with. And people said, how come you do it, you know, every time? And I said, because they set up a very detailed, quantified plan on exactly how it's going to happen. I draw pictures. If you saw my desk, I've got a big fat, thick envelope of how to do it. And if you're going to be successful, you have to have a written plan. If it's not a written, very detailed plan, you don't have a plan. And without a plan, you're not going to really go anywhere. You need to have a roadmap to get there. And it would be like taking a trip and going to the travel agency and say, I want to take a trip, but I really don't know where, and I don't know how I'm going to get there. And that's how crazy it is. And that's why most people never get to where they want to get in network marketing, because they never have a written plan. So when people come in to see me, I ask them for their written plan, and they know it. And if they don't have one, we're going to sit down and draw one up. And that's what you should do, especially at the beginning of every year. New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I know. That's great advice. Great advice. So we've got tell them, John, or Michael and John, how to get a hold of you guys.
Excellent. So the two ways. Easy. You go to Tom's Facebook page. You'll tell him how to get there. And on Tom's Facebook page, it talks about something called tomscrowdfunding.com. That's a direct link to an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign, because we're taking all this stuff we've learned over the last 20 years working with small and big businesses, and we're reorganizing it around things like tax structure and making more money and creating a formal plan, just like Lance was just talking about, all those things that we're going to help with in the program. We're taking this crowdfunding to take all that we know and turn it just into network marketing, so the program is just for them. So that's
okay. What's your phone number real quick?
Sure. 720-600-5066.
All right, so that's how they can get a hold of you. We have on Tom's The Tom Chenault Show Facebook page, and then also on the Tom Chenault Show website, there's a link to the crowdfunding. This is an inexpensive way for network marketers to treat their business like a business and get those questions answered in ways that they can keep more of the money that they make.
And buy the first programs.
And buy the first programs. We've got some special deals going on. So thanks, you guys. Thanks so much for being on today. We really miss Tom, and we're hoping he's getting a safe flight back. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday. This is Marianne Niehaus on the Tom Chenault Show.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.